Thursday night, and it's about 10:30, quarter to 11. And I'm not really going to make much of a tape. I thought I'd start it to you. And then if I go to Cordoba tomorrow, I'll finish it when I come back. I got some sleep, and I'm going to bed now. I'm going to take a cup of juice or something and go to bed. I had rather a full day. I made you a tape yesterday, and in which Heather talked, and then I finished it this morning and had Pauline take it to work, so you know Heather was here. And they came back this morning, and about 11 o'clock, I had about 2 hours sleep, and stayed till about 2 or 3 when they left. And I didn't really say an awful lot about Heather and all, on the other tape, but because, you know, I hate to talk loudly when anyone's around, you know, I don't know, maybe they can't hear me, but you never know. But I think Heather looks very, very badly. She looks 40 years old. In fact, even Pauline says she's older than I am, isn't she? She's still tall and thin, of course, but 3 years in the jungle shows. I mean, let's face it, you just can't live that way and not have it show. She has huge circles under her eyes. And she just looks like she's been living in the jungle for 3 years. Although she had a very smart-looking English wool sweater dress on today, which was very attractive. But as I say, I just couldn't see this business at all. I'm certain that her husband must have made a fabulous salary. He's an electrical engineer, I think. Anyhow, he's an engineer of some sort over there and building this dam. But money isn't worth it. living like that, and they must have, because they've been touring Europe for 2 months, and you don't do that on without having some money, no matter what they tell you about doing it on $5 a day. That's makes good reading material, but that's all. But she just looks terrible, I think. And the little boy is the biggest monster I've ever met in my life. Oh, he's horrible. And they just sort of sit and watch him, you know, and you know, I like children. I really enjoy having youngsters around, and they don't get on my nerves particularly, but this kid really did. I suppose maybe it's because there are more hazards here than there are in the average American home. For example, the kerosene heaters themselves are a hazard that you wouldn't want children around, and the decks of the floors are tiled, and they're polished, and you run on them, and you slip and fall. And I said this to Heather, but they didn't seem particularly alarmed. But then he's destructive. Oh, boy. He really is. But the crying blow, I'm not going to spend the whole tape talking about this child, believe me. But the crying blow was when he took him. Pauline's brass ashtray, you know the one? Alice has one similar to it with the points, about 8 points on it. And he kept dropping it on the tile. And I wanted two things going to happen. The brass is going to bend, or the tile is going to break. And they didn't stop him. They just... But finally, I just grabbed the ashtray out of his hand. I don't know whether I hurt their feelings or not, but I couldn't... I just couldn't listen to that clanging. Every time you try to talk above the noise. Never saw a three-year-old that could tear a place up so fast in all my life. I know sometimes we thought our kids weren't very good, but boy, they never behaved the way this one did. But they said that he was behaving badly, but it's because they've been traveling for 2 months. Both Pauline and I said he's had 3 years of this business. This isn't the first. He just didn't suddenly misbehave because he was here and not fooling us for an instant. And she had real hardships over there. She had... You know, had to make all her own bread and even noodles for spaghetti, and they couldn't meal anything because the Siamese would steal, or the Thailanders or whatever, the Thais, I guess they call them, would steal the stamps and, oh, you know. But I more and more, and every day, I'm becoming convinced that people who are married and have children do not belong in places like this, either in this country or in Thailand or any place else, that if they, their first responsibility is to their youngsters and they just don't belong over here. The kids turn out to be monsters. I know Papa was talking about the Beatles. Well, I did see their picture in the Stars and Stripes, and I have heard about them. But we have the same problem with the American children over here. terrible problems. For such a small school, we only have 685 in the school. And for such a small school, we have so many problems. I, of course, just hear the tail end of it, and occasionally get it through the school teachers, you know. The current fad is slam books. I don't know if they have them at Chickabee High or not, but they write down everything in the book, you know, about different people. So-and-so drinks and all this business, and it goes around from one kid to the other, so they know the gossip. These kids here are... And to get into any kind of a decent college, I don't know how they do it, because the teachers don't have a free rein with them. They have to... They can't punish Captain So-and-so's kid or Commander So-and-so's kid, and can't run a school that way. And, oh, you were talking about the license plates and all of the... of the driving in Innsbruck. Well, I don't know what their policy is, but there are policies. For example, you can get an international driver's license, but you can't, and I guess you can drive any car with it. And now in Ireland, for example, my New York license was sufficient to let me drive the car. I didn't have to get an international driver's license, but over here, because I am stationed here and all, I have to get a Spanish driver's license, and until I had one, I couldn't drive my car off the base, and I have a regular, you know, regular Spanish license, and the same with anybody wanting to drive my car must have a Spanish driver's license. That's why I couldn't let it... Alice and Mary drive my car when they were here because they didn't have a Spanish license. And, I mean, you are forbidden to permit them to do it. And also, if, and I don't know that this is true in Austria. I have no way of knowing that. It's a little different than Spain. Every country has their rules. If you lend your car, this is true here now, to anyone, for anything, for any period of time, you are to give them a written statement and saying you hereby give permission to Joe Blow to drive your car. And if they're stopped by either the base police or the LaGuardia Civil or anybody else, they have the statement. And I would be inclined to think the same might be true in Austria, but I don't know. As I say, every country is a little bit different. I do think, though, these boys may have been drunk. I'm not sticking up for them, because if they were, then I think it's despicable. But I do think that they have a tendency to play up anything done by any Americans. And I think they have a tendency to exaggerate the story, both in the foreign press and in the American press. Because I've known of some incidences that have been printed, and it looks terrible, but when you, in the final analysis, then...